5:39. Let's talk a little sports. All right. So as we get ready for the Super Bowl, Super Bowl XVI 7 QRT 7-R, what are we looking at as far as injuries? There were some pretty significant hits in all of the games.
I think one of the Seattle linemen, offensive linemen, seriously hurt his ankle. I don't know if he'll be able to go. At this time of year, there's always injuries. They get 2 weeks to revive and
now that's
recover.
Not enough to heal. That's enough to do a little bit of rehab and take a lot of medication.
Shoot it up, yeah. And rub some dirt on it and get out there. Will you?
Precisely. All right. So Belichick, right?
Yeah.
He is whining and complaining about a hit on Tlaib.
Right.
All right. And he's saying it was a improper hit.
It was a deliberately improper hit. It was a pick play. And Wes Welker's his former player who left the Patriots to sign a free agent contract with Denver this year.
Okay, and he's wanting a fine.
He expects Welker to be fine.
Okay, and Belichick, though, where do you think this guy, if it was a deliberate and a nasty hit, where does Belichick think he learned how to do that?
Well, you know, it's Bill Belichick, so.
All right, so basically what you're saying is he's a whiny little girl and wants it always his way.
Paranoid, thinks everybody's out to get the Patriots, and yeah.
Well, yeah, nobody likes the Patriots. And he wonders why nobody likes the Patriots. This is a prime example of why I don't like the Patriots, why when Tebow went over to the Patriots, I was like, oh, man, I like Tebow, but I am still not rooting for the Patriots. Never. I would never root for the Patriots. It is. There's that. Okay. Anything else? Anything about Deion Sanders and others playing
I believe the Pro Bowl draft is tomorrow night.
Okay.
And it's going to be televised, of course.
Why?
I don't know if the NFL Network has it or one of the networks has it. Because it's a made for TV event, basically, is what it is.
But it's not a network event. They're not gonna set aside.
Yeah, look, the Pro Bowl as a concept is lousy. No one cares.
Right.
So they've taken a lousy idea, and this year by adding in a draft, it's still a lousy idea. But now they can make a separate TV show, and they can sell more commercials. Like they've added more marketing opportunities to a bad idea.
One thing you might possibly see is teammates playing against each other in this game.
That could be interesting.
You know, obviously they don't hit like they do in a normal game.
There's nothing about the Pro Bowl that's going to be interesting.
Well, that's probably true.
I'm not exactly sure I'm going to watch it. I don't think I'm going to follow it. We may talk about it, but
we don't need to talk about it either.
The Pro Bowl?
No.
If something
really
interesting happens,
maybe
like,
if Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice actually do suit up and line up against each other, that might be worth talking about.
I've had this observation about the Pro Bowl before, and you can see how much it sucks on one specific play when they line up for an extra point.
Yeah,
because other teams have special teams guys that go out there for extra points and field goals.
Right.
None of those guys get drafted for the Pro Bowl. So you have guys that are just, you 11 guys, we got the kicker, we need 10 more guys go out there.
Hey, man, you ever kicked a ball before?
Oh, yeah. At the line of scrimmage, the guys do not touch each other. Now, in a regular game, someone tries to block, tries to go through.
The guy's jumping up and smacking somebody.
The other guys just get down into that three-point stance. And they don't move.
Well, how about the suggestion by the commissioner that they might get rid of the extra point in regular games? That the extra point may go the way of the dodo bird.
No.
I don't get why Roger Goodell wants to change some things with the NFL.
Because our attention span is, the length of a flea, and an extra point is boring. It's not good TV, although it does give them an extra couple of commercial breaks, so they'll have to figure out what they do there. But
if the extra commercial breaks are good for team selection for the Pro Bowl, they're good for regular games, too.
How many games have been decided by 1 point?
Well, it happens occasionally, but not very often.
When you see your team miss an extra point, you think the whole rest of the game, damn, we're screwed.
Yeah, this is going to come back to bite us. This is going to come back to bite us.
What it certainly will do is change all of the good numbers in any football pool you're in if they take out the extra point. All of a sudden, 6-2 become good numbers.
Well, if they take out the extra point, then there's going to be more attempts for the two-point conversion.
I think they're talking about no conversions at all.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I just think they're going to maybe either make a touchdown worth seven or just keep it at six and then move on to the kickoff.
What
after
about
that.
What are the touchbacks where they force the guy they down him in the their own end zone? What
Safeties?
About that? Yeah,
well,
safety.
That'll still be in there. I mean, they're just talking about getting rid of the conversion, the extra point after touchdowns.
No.
Now in the Canadian Football League, the view from the 55-yard line. If you don't run the ball out, you give the other team a point.
Oh, that's rude.
Now, the NFL has been trying to eliminate kickoff returns because those are also dangerous plays.
Yeah.
You set up the wedge, it's likely you have somebody injured.
Right. Yeah, somebody throwing themselves.
Plus, there's
at
a penalty on every one of those kickoff returns. There's always a block in the back or a hold or something. So.
All right.
But no extra points would be interesting.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it would
it would be
interesting.
Horrible.
All right, just switching away from football very quickly. If I say the name Michael Schumacher, what do you think?
One of the greatest race car drivers in world history.
Absolutely. Seven-time champion, 45 years old, retired from F1 racing in 2012 as one of the most winningest race car drivers in the world.
And then skied into a tree and is now in the hospital.
He hit a rock.
Is that what it was, a rock?
Yeah, he's now in a he's in stable condition after a skiing accident in the French Alps where he smashed his head on a rock. This guy spends his entire life doing one of the most dangerous jobs on the planet, open-wheel racing. I mean, in NASCAR, you bump up against each other, you nudge, you rub. That's racing. Thank you, Tom Cruise. But that's part of the gig, man. You're bumping into each other. Open wheel racing. You touch wheels,
yeah.
Somebody's going airborne.
Yeah.
And in an open cockpit, you got to be thinking to yourself, this is not going to end.
Do you think that, you know, a guy like that used to live it on the edge, all of a sudden takes up a hobby, skiing the French Alps, maybe took on more of a mountain that he can handle?
No, I don't think this is a case where it was a brand new hobby. This guy travels all over the world and did this kind of stuff. I think it was a horrible, unfortunate accident. He is in a induced coma.
Yeah.
Has been since December 29th. Family came out and said, listen, here's his situation. We're not going to talk about it. If you hear any information about him other than what we've given you, it's all speculation. Thanks for observing our privacy. And then that's it. Well, recently they came out and they said that his condition is now stable and they're no longer using the term critical. I just think this is one of those horrible ironies of an individual that does has incredible success doing something monumentally dangerous and then has a skiing accident and ends up in a coma.
You think after doing that, you'd want to go sit in the rocking chair for a while and maybe not do dangerous stuff, huh?
No, there are individuals that want life, that want to suck the marrow out of the bones of life.
It may be a little different that maybe if you confront danger every day, like in a race car,
yeah,
that you don't have an appreciation or a proper safety for other dangerous situations,
well,
like skiing recklessly.
Yeah, you know, that might be a case. You know what? You may have a point that he was trying something a little beyond his ability. Either way, Michael Schumacher still in stable condition, but still in an induced coma. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back. No, that's not what I want to play. That's not what I was thinking about playing. I want to play this. This is entirely different.
He had divorced six times. Well, he actually only had divorced five times. He wouldn't divorce the sixth one because he said he didn't want people to think he couldn't commit. I don't want people to not take me serious. Dad, your last marriage was performed in Reno by an ordained lesbian Elvis impersonator. Who you hit on. And everybody I've ever met was destroyed by a member of the opposite sex early on, and that damage and that cancer you took into every relationship after that. Everybody. Every woman in here got intimidated by a guy, pushed around a little bit. Now your new boyfriend tickles you too hard, restraining order. Every guy in here had a woman sleep with his best friend. Now your new girl hugs her cousin at Thanksgiving too long, car bomb. Sorry, dude. I got a 5-second rule. And my father was destroyed early on, man. My father took no crap from women. That's why he got divorced so many times. Women, nothing. They would do nothing. Hey, Kenny, I gained 2 pounds. Really? Pack your crap and get out of here right now. Well, I lost the weight. Yeah, well, I gained 2 pounds. Pack your crap and get out of here right now. Trying to kill me? And these women, like, my dad flipped so hard that these women would be confused. And they'd be moving their stuff out of the house and half of dad's stuff because California is a no-fault state. And they'd always say the same thing to me. And then, by the way, remember, I'm a little kid at this point. I'm like 8. They'd turn to me and go, why is your father like this? Have you met my mother? Because frankly, she's a Batman villain.
Central Wisconsin's news talk and weather station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.